age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Day here on Herb Talk, we're here to empower you. And magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be rocking your world tonight. Yes, we are. We're going to be empowering you. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about eye health as related to some vaccines out there. I know lately it's been a lot of vaccine stuff just pouring out of the scientific community, so we're going to cover it. Also, we're going to be talking about how does your walk? Does your walk say something about your health? So we're going to talk about that. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi, righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. Mind the time, it grows short. And so, of course, we have to be in the devotional. And of course, you know, we're going to be talking about Galatians 5 here, where it says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, it's joy, it's peace, it's long-suffering, and gentleness, and goodness, and faith, and meekness, which doesn't mean weakness, by the way, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now, just wrap your brain around those characteristics of someone, you know, their character, having those beautiful fruits of the Spirit. Man, where would this world be if everybody had the fruit of the Spirit, right? Well, seek the Lord's face, mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report is Russian facility, get this, that houses a lot of smallpox viruses and other infectious diseases. They had a little bit of an explosion. This is Russia State Research Center of Virology and Biotechnology. They had a little fire. This was in Kolvosko, Russia, near Novosibirsk. I guess that's how you pronounce it. Anyway, they had what are known as vector pathogens there. Smallpox, Ebola, bird flu, hepatitis strains. But the Russian authorities kind of reassured the public no pathogens escaped in the explosion. Now, the World Health Organization has declared smallpox eradicated in 1980. Two facilities contain this vector pathogen. The CDC has it in Atlanta, Georgia, and, of course, our Russian counterparts. 10 scientists have access to the samples, which are guarded with supposedly retinal scanners. and ID cards. But the accidents, we've heard about accidents before in a lot of these facilities, and doesn't leave, you know, us feeling any better. But they said, you know, mind that we're safe. There was no, and of course, they say they kind of house there all this stuff in near liquid nitrogen tanks. So they're saying the viruses or the pathogens wouldn't escape unless the tanks got heated. Well, what do you call an explosion? Isn't that kind of like a hot kind of blast? Anyway, we'll just keep praying. And last but not least in the Quack Report, here's a study. Massachusetts-based researchers suggested if you got anxiety, if you got depression, take breathing exercises or yoga. They said these two practices seem to improve your mood because it stimulates what is called the vagus nerve that increases the level of gamma aminobutyric acid, or GABA acid, which is a neurotransmitter in your brain to lift mood. So the vagus nerve, they says, has a connection between the base of the brain and organs of your system. And this part of your nervous system restores the body normal levels, helps you during stressful periods, helps regulate your adrenaline, all those fear responses that we tend to have. So get out there, they say, and forget the drugs, and do some, you know, do some yoga, do some exercise, do some breathing, and just, you know, be peaceful out there. You know, just if you need a visual, have the Lord's face in your head. Smiling eyes. That's what you want to see. The Lord with smiling eyes. And that'll lift your mood for sure. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thanks, Frank. Okay. We're going to be talking about, we got a few minutes before we get to take our first break. Keep me on track, Frank. I get all excited about a topic and I may run right past the break. We're going to talk about eye health, and in particular some vaccines out there that can put your eye health at risk. Now, it appears there are more reports on vaccines affecting not just your brain, but also the eyes. So our eyes are neurological tissue, and it makes sense that if vaccines can cause autism and Tourette syndrome, it can also affect the function of the eyes. So we're going to take a look at some reports on how the vaccines are negatively impacting eye health. I don't think people are picking up on this much in the news. So we're going to be talking about a small study, but it was a small study with huge impact, okay? Because the American Academy of Ophthalmology, Las Vegas, Nevada, they presented some findings. They also are including a lot of their findings in a peer review in the journals on the vaccines that put your vision at risk. So I've kind of reported before that, you know, vaccines that are given for things like chickenpox and shingles, you know, that patients should carefully investigate the treatments recommended to them. It is convenient now to use the internet for that kind of research. People can get on there and find a bunch of stuff, medical journals even, on certain sites like sciencedaily.com. So you could be reading the studies the physicians are reading, and everyone can do some research on medications, surgeries, and more importantly, vaccines. Now, according to a study on findings on the chickenpox and the shingles vaccine, they can cause some symptoms and some warning signs regarding your eye function and eye health. So we're going to talk about that on the other side of this break. Be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the prostate kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the prostate kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about some vaccines that can put your vision at risk. And we're talking about the American Academy of Ophthalmology did some research, and they had some findings, warning signs of eye disease following the shingles or the chickenpox vaccine. They say inflammation of the cornea, as well as what is called keratitis, which is inflammation of the clear layer of the front of your eye that can cause some serious complications, even permanent eye damage or vision loss. Also, blurry vision, spots in your visual field, and night glare, making it very difficult to drive at night. So don't be put off when they say small study, because a lot of people say, well, how small is a small study? Well, modern medicine has really granted FDA approval for drugs and other treatments on such small studies. So there's really no need to discount a study if it's small, let's say just 20 patients. So according to this report from the American Academy of Ophthalmology, they were working with 20 cases of patients that got keratinitis of the eye, and this included children and adults, after they were vaccinated with either the chickenpox or the shingles vaccine. So in adults, the symptoms appeared within 24 days of the vaccine being administered and within 14 days of the children being vaccinated. So now in some of the cases when research is conducted and it's paid for by the drug sponsors, they sometimes get results they were not expecting. And this is one of those occurrences. Here's a quote from Dr. Frederick Fraunfelder. He's with the ophthalmology department. He's the chair of at the University of Missouri Eye Institute. He says this: there is a probable relationship between the vaccine and the eye inflammation. However, the study was not designed to prove that the vaccine caused the conditions. End of quote. See there? So, of course, these scientists are not paid, you know, to bite the hand that feeds them. So they are recommending patients continue to line up and get the vaccines anyway. Well, you should know if there's a history of risk. You know, you should have informed consent on things. So if you've been listening carefully, I've been actually reporting on what medical science has been saying about how vaccines affect individuals by provoking disease depending on the patient's DNA or genetic code. If you missed the shows, go back to the archives and listen there. You can go to thepowerherbs.com, click on Herb Talk, and listen. So here's what Dr. Frederick Fonfelder says. He says, while we feel the inflammation eye disease is a rare occurrence, it's important for physicians to know when giving these vaccines to individuals who have a history of condition because it could reactivate or provoke it by giving the vaccine. So I think it's real important to note that instead of physicians being aware and avoid giving such vaccines to their patients with a history of risk, let's say of eye problems, they're instead instructed to give the vaccine anyway and just monitor or manage the problems that follow. You know, here is a quote from Dr. Fraudfelder again. He says, anyone with a past history of keratitis, which is any inflammation of the eye, and that would also include eczema of the eye, okay, you should be closely monitored. He goes on to say that after you get the vaccines, you should be closely monitored to be sure that you don't have complications of the cornea, which mean, and when they mean complications of the cornea, they mean scarring of the cornea. So modern medicine really can't stop the destruction of the cornea should a vaccine scar it. So here are the patient treatment options medicine offers them should the damage occur. Well, if the scarring's deep, they'll just set the patients up for a corneal transplant. If the scarring is more superficial, then they'll set up the patient to have an appointment to have laser surgery in hopes to remove or minimize or reduce the scar tissue. And if the damage by the vaccine is merely distorting the cornea, they said that they can fit the patient with special contact lenses or just go ahead and have the corneal transplant. So I see this as very negligent, you know? I mean, which is worse, having chicken pox or having to replace your cornea? Think about it. But it's not about that. It's about having patients, having a lucrative cash flow for more treatment. See? But you know what? Here's something that's really interesting. The lawsuits are back. In 2017, a woman in Nevada sued Merck Pharmaceutical for damages after suffering vision problems after being given the shingles Zostervax vaccine. So in this lawsuit, she alleges that Merck neglected to provide adequate warnings about the risk to eye health via the infections, the complications, and the increased risk of vision loss and quality of life. So the shingles vaccine was FDA approved in 2006. And is recommended to patients over the age of 60. So this is a live virus that's injected directly into your bloodstream. And Merck claims that this vaccine is 50% effective on preventing shingles, shingles from occurring. So since the vaccine entered the market, there have been reports of health problems, and the FDA does require the manufacturer to add these warnings to the product labeling. So far the FDA has requested Merck to add the following: infections and serious side effects. They should have added that August 2014. Eye disorders, February 2016, and also drug adverse reactions if you take immune suppressive drug therapy, February 2016. So as you can see, these warnings are not adequate for physicians or patients to know they should avoid the vaccine if they have a condition that puts them at risk. So Erin Elizabeth, who's a reporter with Natural News, says the Nevada woman who filed the Zostervax lawsuit claims that after she received the shingles vaccine, she developed headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, suffered right eye injuries, along with increased blood pressure, end of quote. So the shingles vaccine has been linked to, get this, necrotic retinitis, which is an acute retinal necrosis or acute inflammation that causes the death of your retina. So it is caused by the herpes virus. This is the varicella zoster virus, the herpes simplex virus, or the Epstein-Barr virus. These are all in this zoster family of viruses. So any one of them can put you at risk. So anyone who has had, let's say, chickenpox or mononucleosis has this virus connection, and getting the shingles vaccine could cause serious complications to the eyes. So this information is really not listed with the vaccine information. So patients who get the shingles vaccine are also highly contagious for up to 28 days after they get vaccinated. Scientific medicine has known this. It's been in the literature since 2011. But patients are really not told to stay home and, hey, quarantine yourself. That's right, because they can put other people at serious risk of infection, like HIV/AIDS patients, and transplant patients, anybody that's on immune suppressive drug therapy, as well as very young children and also the elderly. So the shingles vaccine, if you want to look at the vaccine safety data link study, it was published in March 2014. The Journal of Internal Medicine stated that the shingles vaccine is safe. That's what they said. Is it really, though? According to Dr. Julian Whitaker of the Whitaker Wellness Institute, he says the study that was listed in the journal on the shingles vaccine is questionable. He said the study was conducted by the CDC and Kaiser Permanente Insurance. He states the research published says there was only a small increased risk of local reaction or redness and pain at the injection site. And that went away within a week after getting the vaccine. So the researchers also said that there was no risk of contracting things like meningitis, cardiovascular diseases, cardiovascular encephalopathy, inflammation of the brain, and Bell's palsy or Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. So you got to keep in mind that the study like this was conducted on the vaccine safety after it had been on the market since 2006. So this was like conducted in 2014. Kind of like the reverse, don't you think? You should have the research done first before you put it out there. Well, according to Dr. Whitaker, there's really no evidence that your shingles vaccine prevents future or repeat outbreaks, yet it's marketed as such. He says patients need to keep in mind that shingles vaccine costs $220 per shot. Shingles is not a life-threatening disease, but it is painful. So the National Vaccine Information Center is saying that on their website, the shingles vaccine is a live virus made by Merck, recommended for adults over 50, and they report a lot of side effects from the vaccine, and like pain, redness, swelling at the injection site, a rash, sort of like the shingles, headache, joint and muscle pain, fever, swollen glands, and even anaphylactic shock. So do your homework on any vaccine before you take it, because your shingles vaccine is really the chickenpox vaccine, just 14 times stronger. Got to take a little break. Be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
And we're talking about the eye health risks to some vaccines like your chickenpox and your shingles. Just to finish up this segment, Dr. David Brownstein was actually setting the record straight on some of the bogus benefits the pharmaceutical companies are promoting on your shingles vaccine. Apparently, Merck is saying it's 50% effective at reducing the outbreak, a repeat outbreak of shingles and the nerve pain associated with it. According to Dr. Brownstein, he said Merck is saying 39% decline with shingles outbreak if you get the vaccine. He says further analysis of the data leads us to in a different direction. About 0.4% of the unvaccinated people versus 0.14% of the vaccinated people get a recurrent outbreak, and then the nerve pain. He said the 39% decline that they listed is less than accurate, he says. So if we look more accurately at absolute risk, we come up with a decline of like 0.26%. That's a big difference between a whole 39% and really just 0.26% overall. So you talk about massaging the numbers, right? Well, Dr. Weston Price said, you know, instead of spending $220 on the shingles vaccine, he advises his patients to improve their immune system function to prevent the shingles from happening in the first place. Amen, Dr. Weston Price. Now, for a safe answer, really, I think, for shingles viruses, you might want to check out a product called Shingles Begone. It's all natural because some herbs have inhibitors for the zoster viruses. Isn't that awesome? God did that. So you can check out the Shingles Begone. It's a pack of herb formulas, and that's on the powerherbs.com website. Folks at Apothecary Herbs make that. It's a really great tool. It has a 10-year shelf life, so you can just tuck it away till you think you need it. You know, it's awesome. Just check it out on thepowerherbs.com or give them a call. Get their free product catalog. It is amazing what you can do. 866-229-3663 is their toll-free in the United States and Canada. 866-229-3663. Be empowered. Take that power back and protect yourself. Also, they're in the middle, folks at Apothecary Herbs at thepowerherbs.com, they're in the middle of their Organic Saturday sale. Runs through the 20th this Friday, so you'll save 20% on orders of $50 or more. Details are on the homepage, or just give them a call and ask, hey, how do I get that discount? And they'll tell you all about it. All right, we're going to move on here. What does your walk say about your health, right? Interesting how health is revealed in the ways, you know, people read body language, that kind of thing. But really, what is your walk, how your gait say about you? During World War II, it was really interesting. American and British spies took classes in observation of, you know, their targets, right? You know, the enemy, the spy network. And so they would take these classes, and they were taught to observe a person, how they walk. It would tell them a lot. So the gait or your stride and the way you walk it can be very characteristic of an individual. And so the military also used that to as a form of fingerprinting a suspect, especially if they're looking through, you know, binoculars. Who is that walking? They could tell. So the way you walk says a lot about you, and we're going to get into what that may mean about your health. So, aside, you know, first impressions can mean a lot, right? So, there's a study of first impressions. Aside from, you know, the first impression when you meet someone, what could a person's walk reveal about them? Well, first impressions are really, you know, judging a book by its cover. We're told not to do that, especially in social settings. We're told not to do that all the time. But a study of body language does reveal what we don't want to really know and we may be uncomfortable with, and it may be a communication that our subconscious mind picks up on, right? So observation techniques are usually very good at kind of summing up what a person might be like, okay? So in 1966, there was an assessment experiment with college students who met for the first time in a class to give their first impressions of each other prior to interacting with each other. And so they had some very general findings. According to Warren Norman and Lou Goldberg at the University of Michigan, they said the first impressions from the classmates tended to align with a person's own self-assessment. So let's look at how your walk and your behavior may line up and your health. So most people may not be aware of what their subconscious mind works on. Actually, it works faster than your conscious mind when you can, it can pick up on behaviors and circumstances and things around you and your environment. And this is where you get kind of like a gut feeling or an uncomfortable feeling that you should be aware of something. You're just not sure what it is. There was this really great book written by Gavin De Becker called The Gift of Fear. And it tells you just how powerful your subconscious mind is at protecting you from dangerous circumstances. I encourage people to get that book and read it. And so if you pick up this book, there's one little story in there that really has impact. And it, in a nutshell, it was a woman who was molested. And when she went to counseling afterward, she was counseling with Mr. De Becker. And he was telling her, you knew something was wrong before this encounter happened. And she said, no, I don't think I did. And he goes, yes, you did. And so her subconscious mind had the answer, and he pulled it out of her. And what it was is she came home after work. She had a bag of groceries. She was coming into her apartment. Her apartment had two sets of doors with a breezeway. It was very secure, supposedly secure. And so she goes to the second set of doors and up the stairs to the first floor, and she drops a can of cat food. It rolls down a couple of steps, and she turns around to go get it. And there's a very nice young man picking up the cat food for her and saying, oh, you must have dropped this. Here, let me help you. Well, of course, she didn't recognize him. And she told De Becker, I kind of felt uncomfortable. He goes, yeah, your subconscious mind was warning you. This is when you knew. And she goes, how did I know? Anyway, long and short, he walks her to her apartment. And he very graciously, and he's slick, okay? He gets the key from her to open the door to help her in. Then he forces her in and he attacks her. She gets away. And the reason DeBecker's interviewing her is the Lord was with this woman, because the guy that attacked her was a serial rapist murderer, okay? So after he raped the women, he would murder them. So she slipped out while he went to get a drink of water in the kitchen. And long and short of the story, he says, when did you know? You felt uncomfortable. When was that moment? And she said, when I first saw him, you know, picking up the cat food. He goes, why were you uncomfortable? She thought about it and she thought about it and she goes, oh. See, when you come through her building, you know, there was just a double door and then immediately a staircase to the first floor apartments. So the breezeway level, the lobby level, the street level, if you will, had no apartments on that level. You had to go up. So she says, I didn't hear him come through the door. So that means he was lurking under the stairwell waiting for his victim. So your subconscious mind can tell you a whole lot about a situation, and really always listen to it. Don't Don't deny that subconscious mind. It's working on your behalf. So getting back to the walking part, why your walk, the study of walk, like the World War II, they were studying the way, and their counterintelligence taught them how to study walks of the enemy. And when spies were analyzing their enemy's gait, their walking, let's say through binoculars, they had a health expert help them, okay? And so they studied the walk of people in different cultures. So people in different cultures have different diets, different lifestyles, and guess what? It affects the way you walk, okay? Everybody thought, well, I think it's genetic. I walk like my mom or I walk like my dad. This is true. You most certainly would pick up some of those tendencies. But your health has a way of putting a twist on that gait a little bit. So in Africa, for instance, people there have a very, if you look at them, they have a very smooth, slow glide to their walk. And the British noticed this. And when you look at British people, just, you know, average British folks, they have a very rigid, fast pace to their walk and not the slow glide. So they concluded, health experts concluded, the reason for this is bowel function influences the gait, the way you walk. So your digestion is key to your gait. Now in Africa, the culture there is such that people have 2 to 3 bowel movements per day, whereas in the United Kingdom, in that lifestyle, very different, the bowel function is less frequent. They don't have 2 to 3 bowel movements a day. So one culture had more fiber than the other. And see, the British, you know, they're into this tea and scones and sweets and white flour, lots of sugar, definitely affects the bowel. Whereas in Africa, it was more fiber. So your gait can say a lot about how you're eating, the health of your digestive system. And so you want that smooth glide to your walk, not something stiff and rigid. Interesting, right? You know, Western cultures, you know, we're told by modern medicine in their medical books that if you have a bowel movement twice a week, that's normal. No, it's common, but it's not normal. If you eat 3 meals a day, you're supposed to have 3 bowel movements a day. Most people aren't doing that. And so this is why we give disease a foothold when we're not having the proper elimination. So definitely you want to keep that walk brisk, smooth glide going. And you got to stay active. But I see we're coming up to a break, and we'll be right back on the other side. Be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Are you
prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. About your walk. What does it say about you? Now, let's just kind of slide on over to the people, you know, over 50, our elderly, 60 and up elderly population. You know, when we look at people over 50, over 60, we have a bunch of people on a lot of medicines. And so there was a study that measured walking speed of over 500 elderly people that participated in the study and who were taking a minimum of 5 prescription medications. None of the participants ever used walking aids, no walkers or canes at that point. So the study was to determine how drug therapies affect the central nervous system. Does it slow down the walk? Does it interfere with gait and balance? All the participants had really good mental health and were mobile at the start of the study, and after a year, they had this follow-up on their participants, and at the beginning, the participants were asked, hey, walk 20 feet, we're going to time your speed, look at your stride, look at your gait, all going to be assessed. And what they learned was 34% were taking 5 prescription drugs, and 10% were taking 8 drugs in this study. Most of the participants were close to 70 years of age. And the study showed the following. Participants who were more likely to fall or have other cognitive issues while taking medicines. Patients on 5 or more prescription medicines developed a slower walk speed compared to those not on medications in the same age group. They also said those taking 8 or more medications had slower walking and talking speeds. They had difficulty doing both at the same time. And also, taking many prescribed medicines, they said, provided negative overall well-being and affected the way the person ambulates. So a majority of the people tend to become victims of what is called polypharmacy, where you have people over-prescribed. And if they don't educate themselves and find safer alternatives available to them, then, you know, this could mean, you know, an early demise. Think about it. So basically you want to look after yourself, find alternative ways of dealing with any health issues. Always investigate. Always investigate all the medical treatments and drugs that are recommended to you. Frank, I got a little email from a person, really brief, one or two sentences, saying that he enjoys the show, that I've got him doing research on all the therapies recommended to his wife. So I guess I'm having some impact out there. Awesome. All right. Let's talk about, we're going to talk about chronic cough here. Yes, Frank, that echo, you did improve that echo. Thank you so much. This is Magical Engineer Frank, people. A round of applause for Frank. Yes, thank you, Frank. We're going to be talking about chronic cough for just a little bit since we got a few minutes. A lot of people tend to get coughs in the fall. You know, I get more calls and emails about that. You know, that we're starting to have the leaves fall.
and more wet rain and then mold and people start getting coughs. So typically the calls on this can actually start on the West Coast and then move to the Central United States and then the East Coast. It's really kind of weird how some of these things kind of travel across the United States. Especially when you get close to holiday seasons, you know. And, you know, we're coming up. Be aware. You know, we're coming up to the sugarholics, cold and flu season, because sugar is part of the cold and flu season. And we're jump-starting that off next month with Halloween. And we won't finish until Valentine's Day is come and gone. So we've got October is almost done by the time Halloween gets here. So we have November, December, January, and February. So we have, you know, four straight months of lots of sugar suppressing immune systems and people getting sick. So just being inside, indoors a lot is just part of it. Hand washing is just part of it, too. It's all the sugar we tend to consume during the holiday season. Also, let's talk about these colds and flus. A lot of sinus infections. More people with COPD. People just having a hard time shaking these coughs. Over 23 million Americans every year go to their doctor because they have this cough. And people say that they, you know, they looked for treatment. Their doctor's office maybe prescribed the typical stuff, maybe an antibiotic, maybe some cough suppressants like codeine, maybe even steroids. But the same symptoms may improve a little bit, but then they go away, but then they come right back within a few days. So really not any long-term solution there. Typically, the cough is not considered chronic by medicine unless you've had it for 3 weeks or more. So I've talked to people that have had a cough a month or more. So you forget the 3 weeks. They blew that whole thing out of the water. So the common causes, modern medicine tells patients why they have a cough. There's lots of things they say. You could be, you got a little nasal drip. Or maybe it's allergies or asthma. Or maybe you got a little acid reflux disease. They may even say it's due to blood pressure medicines. Or you've got bronchitis or pneumonia starting, pneumococcus, your walking pneumonia. They may even say if you're a smoker, it's tobacco, or maybe you're allergic to tobacco smoke if you don't smoke. Exposure to wood-burning stoves, heat sources in the fall, as well as, you know, having sleep apnea, and just plain old stress can be the reason why you're coughing. Well, some of the causes that are related that are less common could be cystic fibrosis, maybe you have a damaged airway, have aspiration or food, the elderly sometimes have that, lung cancer, inflamed airway, or other inflammatory diseases that you don't know about. So you definitely want to see if there's smoke, if you're around those wood-burning stoves. It can cause a lot of irritation of the throat if you're around people that smoke cigarettes or vaping even, and cause problems for the respiratory. And they really still don't know where this vaping stuff's going to go for pulmonary problems. Classic symptoms if you got a cough is hoarseness, wheezing, shortness of breath, maybe a little heartburn, sour taste in the mouth, runny stuffy noses, sore throat, coughing up blood, which would be rare, inability to talk. And also, the cough may not produce any phlegm, or if it does, it may be clear or even lightly colored, so maybe hardly anything to even write home about. Here's a few things to consider. Modern medicine is saying that, you know, females are more sensitive to coughing than males tend to be. It appears that women have a more sensitive cough reflex than men. So chronic coughing can flare up a lot easier in females. It can produce dizziness, loss of balance or consciousness, headaches, fatigue. You can even fracture your ribs if you cough too hard, strained abdominal muscles, of course, and loss of bladder control. Now, if you get to that, you know, bronchitis where you feel like you're coughing up a lung trying to get rid of the mucus, try some peppermint tea or tincture. It's got an analgesic effect and it relaxes those abdomen muscles you use to cough, not enough to put them out of commission, but just so you won't strain and feel sore. So Dr. Norman Elderman, he's a medical chief of American Lung Association, he says cold symptoms go away after a few days. A cough can hang around for weeks because viruses can cause airways to become swollen, oversensitive, and symptoms can persist after the virus is gone. So he's saying, you know, don't panic. But mucus isn't real important. You got to get rid of that mucus because really it's trapping in toxins you don't want to hang on to. So absolutely, I don't like suppressants because especially if you do have phlegm, you definitely have to get that out of there. If you got chronic sinus inflammation, you got that weeping, dripping, get a lot of mucus that can drip down into the bronchial and cause a problem. So a lot of times people are allergic to things in their home. They're allergic to their diets. I have talked to somebody today who's allergic to the building they work in. A lot of mold in there. So real difficult if that's the situation, if you got a sick building that you're in most of your day. Really, there's like almost 40% of sinus infections are unresolved in America. They go to the doctor and they don't get relief. Here's a quote from Dr. Lim. He's an allergist, pulmonary physician, Mayo Clinic. He says, sinusitis is often overlooked by physicians as a culprit in chronic coughing. In many of the patient cases, they were told by their doctor to learn to live with it, live with a chronic cough condition. Therefore, patients should seek at a qualified ENT for proper diagnosis. Yeah, general practitioners are good for some things, but, you know, if you've got something that's really plaguing you, you might want a second opinion. Well, this is what I do. I boost the immune system. I cleanse the airway. I reduce the swelling. I watch what you're putting in the body. Stay off the dairy. Traps mucus in the body and causes more problems. Mm-hmm. So no cow's milk, no cheese, no yogurt, no ice cream. And watch your snacks with hidden milk in them, crackers and cheese and all kinds of things in there. Watch your salad dressings that have it in there. And switch to something else because more times out of not, people are allergic to dairy and wheat, and it's causing a lot of mucus in the body, creating coughing. Now, if you want to look at a few products on the PowerHerbs.com website, definitely check out their pneumonia kit. Great expectorant in there to help you get rid of all that mucus. They have a pulmonary kit for real acute issues if you have something long-term. Definitely give me a call at the office if you want to ask questions. The number's 866-229-3663. That's toll-free in the United States and Canada, 866-229-3663. There are solutions for everyday health problems. You just don't know about them. Find out. ThePowerHerbs.com. Take advantage of their Organic Saturday sale, 20% off now through the 20th. On orders of $50 or more, check it out online or give them a call, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.